You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with one of my favorite guests. Well, you are probably my favorite guest, Bruce Turkel. Bruce always brings fun and positive energy to the show. And today you brought something else. What else did you bring? Who else did you bring?
Well, today I brought a friend of mine. We have a conversation we're going to have today. We always talk about how you build your brand, how you can build your brand and build your business.
Right.
And we always talk about the things I've been writing about and the things I've been working with my clients. But today I brought a friend of mine, a guy by the name of Andres Cardona. Andres runs a business called the Elite Basketball Academy. He has now three locations in South Dade where he trains kids to play basketball. Well, that's what they say they do, and it makes sense if you think of the name Elite Basketball Academy. But what he really does is he gives kids the opportunity to have a team, to have friends, to learn some skills, to get motivated, to get inspired, to work hard in their schoolwork, to feel good about themselves, and to get some exercise. But what we figured out the other day is that that might be the obvious function of what he does, but he actually does something even more important. You've heard me say on this show many times that there's a difference between what you sell and what you trade for money. And that's something that's key to understand as you build your brand. What you trade for money are the things, products, the services that you provide that someone else pays for. But what you sell is how they feel about what you do, what they think about what you do, how you make their lives better. And so Andres and I had lunch the other day and we were chatting about this, and I thought it was a great laboratory for Andres to see how all this works, and so your listeners could actually see it in real world. Because often I talk about this stuff and then I'm sure people say, yeah, well, that works great for the clients he works with those big companies, but how does it work for my little business? And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I came up with is you keep the parents clean, you keep the kids off the street, you give the parents free time, and the parents come back, they got a youngster that feels a little bit better about themselves.
Well, Andres, why don't you tell everyone listening about the conversation you and I had? Introduce yourself and then tell them a little bit about the conversation you and I had.
Yeah, but speak into the mic. There you go.
Sure, Bruce. Thank you. So, hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Andres Cardona. I am the CEO and founder of Elite Basketball Academy. You guys can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Elite Basketball Miami. Essentially, what we focus and what we love to do, what our passion is training children. But more importantly, getting them to interact with each other in a safe learning environment where they are active, where they are around motivators, good people in the community, and well, that's what we sell.
So talk now about the conversation you and I had the other day where we were talking about all those things, and I said to you, but who's your customer? Is your customer the kid, or is your customer actually the parents? And you said, well, the parents make the decision, and let's face it, the parents pay the bills. I said, okay, what do the parents want? What did you say to me? It was very funny.
Sure, Bruce. The parents want to keep...
Wait, hold on, before you say that, that's not what you said. Well, I said, what do the parents want? And Andre said to me, you want me to be honest? And I said, no, dude, I want you to lie to me.
And there you go.
He actually broke out of his very business-like, very serious mode for a minute and actually told me, what did you say? 98% of parents say they want one thing, and it ain't basketball.
It's to keep the kids away from the screens, from the PlayStation, from the Xbox, from the iPad, from the iPhone.
So remember what we talked about. What he trades for money is safe, quality basketball training. But what he's selling is the opportunity for parents to keep their kids off screens, for parents to get what they want. And there's a huge difference there. And because what we're going to talk about today, when everything's important, nothing's important, then if he talks about all the things he does, nobody's going to care. But if we can focus on that one thing, all of a sudden, people will respond.
Also, his message gets lost in the hubris.
Well, it gets lost in everything. It gets lost because so many things are going on. It gets lost because we all know what basketball is. It gets lost because the parents probably don't care that much if the kid plays basketball or baseball or goes to computer camp. They really want to do whatever the kid wants, but the parents want something different. They want their kids not to be spending their whole time looking at a little device and, you know, exercising their thumbs.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that that's a real important thing in today's world. And so how do you break through all of the clutter? Because I can tell you is that I'll be writing something down, I'll look up, and then I'm going to forget everything I'm doing. It's today you're trained to have a 3 or 4 second attention span.
Well, they've already proven studies continue to prove that multitasking does not work. We all like to say we do it. We all like to say we're good at it, but it does not work. And so if you're going to build a brand that will build your business, that has a compelling reason why people should interact with you, you need to hone it down to one thing that people can remember and respond to. And if that one thing is about you, chances are they're not going to care. But if that one thing is about them, chances are they're going to care a lot. Now, if I can continue, when I tell people this, they always say to me, and this always happens.
Yeah, please continue.
Thank you. I was waiting for permission. It always happens at a presentation where somebody will say, yeah, you know, that's good. And I understand how it works for other companies, but my company's different. We're so creative. We have so many locations. We do so many different things. How could we ever set a brand based on one point? I say, yeah, you got a good point. You have a very complicated business. Is it as complicated as Volvo's? Because Volvo sells in 145 countries. They sell cars. They sell trucks. They sell consulting. They sell product. They buy product. They repair product. They sell financing.
Safety.
Yet they use one word, safety. BMW stands for one thing.
Performance.
Exactly right. Mercedes-Benz stands for one thing.
Better performance.
Status. Ferrari stands for one thing. Old men picking up young girls at nightclubs. Lamborghini stands
for one.
Each one of them has a very clear, very powerful brand that cuts through the clutter. If Andres starts telling people about all the stuff he does, how many orange cones he has, how many coaches he has, how many t-shirts he has, nobody will care. But if he says to parents, your kids will do better in school, they will learn and they will stay off screens, bam.
Done. Closed deal. Gets a high five from Wanda too, usually.
I can't see Wanda because the sign.
There she goes.
There it is. Okay.
Wanda's there.
Thank you, Wanda.
Wanda's giving us a lot of high
fives.
There she is. So Bruce, as the sign falls on you because you continue to modify your universe because it's not about us, it's about everybody else. So now I've taken my messages, I've honed it in, I've made it one word. How do I get that out with all this clutter where I got to just say it, I've used it in the tease. Everything's breaking news, even if it happened 5 hours ago.
Well, you know, everything is breaking news. After a while, who cares? I mean, you're expecting breaking news coming up next.
What's
and
new?
And it turns out it's more of the same, which, by the way, is a strategy that a lot of people who want to get things done without anybody noticing do. If you can't baffle them with brilliance, just overwhelm them with information. And in today's information age, we actually have too much access to information where we cannot separate the wheat from the chaff. We cannot find what's important. Add to that, or because of that, every business today has a chance they never had before. In the old days, read pre-internet, before Y2K, companies talked to consumers. Consumers could not talk back to companies. You couldn't afford to. You could write a letter. But I mean, who cares? But today,
I love it today.
Consumers can talk to companies. I have 140,000 followers on LinkedIn. If I want to reach out to people, I simply can post something that I believe they'll care about. All 140 don't read it, but a lot of them do. I have the access, I have the opportunity at almost no cost to reach almost 500,000 people between all of my social media networks. And by the way, so does Andres, so do you, and for those of you listening, so do all of you. You have an opportunity to control this democratized media.
Okay, we're going to hold that thought because Lord knows that I was able to use my social media to change my entire life. I found my wife's kidney transplant donor using social media. High five to Betty DiPartini. But we're going to be right back. Thank you, Wanda. You were a little slow on the pickup. But we're going to be right back. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back. Bruce is going to tell us how we rise above the rest to make sure that we get our message across so that people know we care about them and what they're doing, so they want to do things with us. Wanda, rock the house. Oh, Stevie Wonder. Oh, yeah.